Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Grant LaBeouf is here, too. Grant is a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 3 years. He's one of the top experts on digital marketing in the galaxy, the founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD, author of Myths of Marketing, also Digital Selling. He's our good friend joining us all the way from London. Grant LaBeouf, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
Good to have you back, as always. So, someone asked, I did an interview yesterday. Someone turned the tables on me, and they were asking me about the trends, where we're going. And I said, well, unlike really any other time in my life, everything that you think about doing going forward has got to be couched in the what I'm calling the post-pandemic new regular. Whatever, everything that we're doing, even the fundamentals that don't change, when you think about them, you've got to think about, okay, how is the pandemic affecting that? And that's what I call our new regular. Some people call it the new normal. I say there's nothing normal about what's going on now. And so what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, none of us have got a crystal ball. We don't know what the future is going to bring, but COVID-19 has given us a new sensibility, and we really have to, when we're making business decisions, we have to start to think about what are the patterns of behavior that are being affected with our marketplaces, with our consumers, and how do we react to that to stay commercially viable and commercially relevant as we move forward.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that I pointed out in my column this week is something that I started thinking about a little while back, and that is what I'm calling a conflict of expectations. You and I, prior to the coronavirus, you and I were sitting here talking about how to go to market with your value proposition. You know, what is your value proposition? What stands you out from other people? What makes people want to come back after they buy from you? Your value proposition. And that was the thing that motivated people for millennia, for generations and hundreds, thousands of years. That was the single reason why you were successful. If you had a value proposition, people wanted to be part of. But now there's a conflict sometimes. If you've got the best of everything, but you aren't making people feel safe, or you don't have the right kind of online experience, they're not going to ever find out about your value proposition because there's a conflict of those other expectations. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting point. And actually, I talk about this as well in a slightly different way, but I think we're agreeing here, which is that I talk about the fact that we're experiencing an expansion of connectedness. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I'll give you an example. So Netflix, everybody knows Netflix. I don't know, some of your listeners may have used a Chrome plugin that goes called yep. Netflix Party.
Yep.
And what Netflix Party allows you to do is watch movies and TV shows with friends wherever you are, and it has a group chat so you can discuss things together, almost like you're in the same room. And it's that kind of connectedness that now businesses are having to react to. They have to be faster. They have to be more reactive. They have to be relevant in the moment. And exactly what you said, you can have a great value proposition, but if in the moment it just doesn't ring true for me, it just doesn't work, the experience isn't quite right, I'm going somewhere else. And therefore, this becomes almost part of the value proposition, because if I miss that, I'm mm-hmm. going to miss the customer. So I think you're absolutely right.
And this is the technology expectation is becoming is priming the classic value proposition, because people believe they can get what they want. They can get what they want from you six other places right now, and 10 and 20 other one places online for the same price. So why would they come back to you if you don't provide them with the kind of experience? Then they're going to assume that, well, you know, that's that the, he does, this company doesn't meet my expectations, and you become irrelevant to them. But then you lay on top of that the fact that they show up and you're not ready for them from a coronavirus safety standpoint. It doesn't matter if you've got the best pizza in the world. They're going to go away if they're not comfortable with that. And every customer has a different expectation about that, don't they?
Yeah, you're 100% right. And I suppose it's meeting what we call the experience. And I think one of the things that's changed during COVID, or certainly been accelerated, maybe it hasn't changed completely, but it's been accelerated, is that the online world is becoming a world where we can have meaningful experience. Mm-hmm. Netflix Party is a great example of that. You know, you can watch a TV show with your friends and feel like you've had a good evening with your friends, even though you're in different houses, maybe miles and miles apart. And, you know, you look at games like Fortnite, who now have put in a party royale mode where they're having live concerts and DJs and people are attending. And when they leave that world, they feel like they've had a meaningful experience, even though it was a virtual experience and not what we call a real-world experience. And therefore, every small business out there has to say, how do I make sure that my customers have a meaningful experience when they go on my website, when they use my app, when they interact with me in an online way?
And I'm going to say this, because all the things you just described I think are cool, but I think in the end, in the long run, they don't fulfill the human desire for high touch. And I'm going to recommend small business owners attract that they make that part of their value proposition. Yes, you can go online, but you're not going to want to do that your whole life. And so they build in what you're saying. They're doing all the things that you tell them to do, but they couch it from the standpoint of, you know, when you buy from us, you can hold what you're buying. You can touch it. You can feel it. That kind of thing. Face to face. I think that's going to be. When we're not afraid of the disease anymore, I think people are going to come back to the face-to-face. What do you think?
Well, I think you make a really important point, Jim, and I think that people have got to start thinking hybrid. I think this idea of online and offline is sometimes unhelpful because everybody lives in the same life. Mm-hmm. So I go on a website and I have a meaningful experience, and then I want to walk into your store, I want to speak to you on the telephone, or I want to meet you face-to-face. And so everything
Grant, hold,
should be
Grant,
seamless
hold that,
for the customer.
I'm sorry, hold that thought. I got to take a quick break, folks. I'll be right back with Grant.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.